This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, good day again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's edition of the Northeast Radio Club news. Well, last Friday night was the annual Northeast Radio Club Christmas party, and it was very well attended by members, friends, and their partners. So thanks very much for everybody coming along, and we all had a very good time, and the catering worked very well. Everybody brought along some stuff for sharing with everybody, and there was plenty to go around. So thanks very much for that, everyone. Then during the night we had the raffle draw, or it was door prize, really. More than a raffle. Everybody got a ticket when they came in, and there were some very good prizes given out, so I hope you got a good one. Then the speaker of the night was Brian, VK5VI, and he gave a very interesting talk about various religious and other kinds of sects that exist and their history over the centuries, and it was very interesting. Brian did a lot of research on the subject, and we found out all sorts of things about various groups, and it was intriguing to find out from him that some of these sects or organisations, what you call them, ended up forming the basis of our medical insurance groups. So that was interesting to find out. So thank you very much, Brian, for that very interesting history lesson. It was good to find out those things. And at the end of the night, everybody pitched in to clean up, so thank you very much for that. A lot of people gathered in the kitchen. It was very cramped in there, washing up and drying up and everything, so thanks, everybody. That all helped to make it an easy night to conduct. So everybody had a good time. Thanks very much for coming along, and have a good Christmas season. So that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. I bet you can't guess who this is. Yep, it's Cole, VK58CF, again with the weekly news update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday week was our last activity night for the year, and we were treated to an excellent tour of the ABC Radio AM transmitter site just out of Narracourt. Organised by Club President Peter, VK5KBF, and approved courtesy of Broadcast Australia, it was a very interesting and informative session. It was followed by a get-together with our friends from the Narracourt Radio Group at the Narracourt Hotel, where we enjoyed an excellent meal and a great catch-up. I think Peter has more of this sort of activity planned for the future. Following this broadcast, many of our members will be off to Millicent for our annual Christmas barbecue at Lake McIntyre. Offering excellent facilities, it is hoped that we get a great turnout. We also hope that the weather will be kind, as the last week or so has been a bit iffy, to say the least. I'll report on this next week. That will conclude our official year's activities, and we therefore look forward to a resumption on January the 19th, when we start 2018 off with a general business meeting. Who knows what might happen radio-wise over the break. If the weather comes good, I may even venture out into a park, if I can remember how to go about it, that is. I've been a bit busy with other things of late and have not been out for about 8 months. The club's new 60-inch smart TV has now been linked up to an external TV antenna courtesy of President Peter, VK5KBF, and son Adam from Beckertech Services. Free plug, Adam, who very kindly installed it all last Monday. Many thanks, fellas. No doubt many will be experimenting with new things over the break, fixing antennas or building and installing new ones, building kits, or just indulging in some home brew, non-alcoholic, of course. As you can hear, the waffle is starting to happen, so I'll call it quits for this week by wishing you all a great week from the members of the South East Radio Group and myself. Cheers. Cole, VK58CF.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Wednesday the 20th of December will be the club Christmas get-together at the Midway Tavern on the corner of Yorktown and Midway Roads, Elizabeth Downs, and we meet at 6 p.m. The January meeting on Wednesday the 3rd will be an informal get-together with an open forum format at the usual time. The January Tech Night meeting will be on the 17th at the usual time. The February 7th meeting will be the annual general meeting at the usual time, and the club fees are due now and are payable before the AGM. There is no change in the fees amount. They remain the same as last year. The March Tech Night will be replaced by a working bee at the Water Tower on Saturday the 24th of March to tidy up and dispose of unwanted materials, 10 a.m. onwards, with a lunch thrown in. Another antenna testing event following the success of the recent one will be arranged on a weekend late in February 2018. The Tech Night on Wednesday the 18th of April will be a talk by Graham VK5WX on the basic surveying and how the metric system came about. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Well, it is that festive time of the year again, Christmas, and the end of the year is coming. Are you thinking about that new rig you hope to find under the Christmas tree? Well, we trust that the goodies you're anticipating will be found amongst the gifts under the tree. Looking back over the last 12 months, the HF bands have been poor, thus limiting DX contacts. But it has been possible for those willing to persevere or try the new digital modes to make those difficult contacts. Members of AREG have had a good year. Many club activities went off very well, thanks to the efforts of the respective organising teams. One highlight being the OCDX club station that the AREG members set up in the lower mid-north. Despite poor conditions, the club achieved very good results. Well done, team. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held on this coming Friday, December the 15th. This is AREG's Christmas dinner meeting, which will be held at the club meeting hall in Fulham Community Centre, 1 Phelps Court, Fulham. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m. with dinner planned for 6:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend, AREG members, their families, as well as their regular meeting visitors. If you are planning to attend the AREG Christmas dinner, please advise of your attendance and the number of people so we can get the catering right on the form that may be found on the AREG web pages. The cost will be less than $20 per head. The exact price will be advised, and the money will be collected at the door. The dinner will be a roast chicken and summer salads, condiments, and dessert arranged by our almost famous catering division. Special dietary requirements can be catered for on request. So come along, we would love to see you all for Christmas. And 73's from the AREG committee. Further information may be found on the AREG web pages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The A-House picnic at the Bridgewater Lions Park will be on Sunday the 21st of January. As we're having most of the food catered for, we need to know how many people are attending. You will need to bring chairs and a table and supply your own drinks. Also, please bring a dessert or a salad to share. You can book with Trevor, VK5NIX, by phoning him on 0417 838 740 or by emailing him at tmold@internet.on.net. That's T-M-O-L-D-E. Please indicate how many people are coming with you. I have been saying that the picnic is on Saturday, but of course we all know the 21st of January is a Sunday. As OHAAS goes into recess for most of December and January, the next general meeting will be the AGM on the 15th of February 2018. And if you'd like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms will be available on the web soon. You need to lodge nomination forms at least 7 days before the AGM, and you can email them to me via my WIA email address. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 9th of February 2018, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February 2018. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 24th of February 2018. This will be a demonstration by Rod, VK5ZRK, of Whisper, the Weak Signal Propagation Report Network. Events at the Shack start at 9 a.m. If you cannot listen to the broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. The URL is http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast files in MP3 format. We are looking for the OHAAS banner. Someone must have it tucked away in their shed. We need it back for the January picnic. We're also looking for someone who has a ride-on mower to drive it round the Shack site 2 or 3 times a year. Our very successful clean-up earlier this year got rid of a lot of firewood and grass, but the grass continues to grow and we need to keep it down as it is a fire hazard. If you know a handyman or a gardener who will do this for a good price, please let us know the secret. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621. To keep up to date with what's happening at OHAAS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and the upcoming events page. Any changes to the plans for December and January will be reported in the Sunday broadcast and on the OHAAS website. The URL is http://www.ahaz.com.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.